There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Have yourself a very little Christmas, whatever the government said. Thank you very much. I'm available for the Now Show. Satirical songwriting. It's a pet passion of mine. really great. Hello, happy Monday to you. Come on. How are you? How was your weekend? Mine was brilliant. It was amazing. Yesterday, we did the bake-off thing, the Great Brinsley Bake-Off, and people baked things both lovely and decidedly not lovely. I feel like I should make a gallery somewhere of the pictures, because if you weren't watching the live streaming of it, it was amazing. We had people literally all over the world. Okay, in Britain and America. That's all over the world, isn't it? Baking things. And we raised like 250 quid for the Trussell Trust. And it was brilliant. People made the most amazing things. I'll tell you more about that later, because I require your vote for that crucial third place runoff. In the meantime, though, some, you know, potentially positive news. Jim Ratcliffe, you know the guy, head of INEOS, Britain's richest man. Yeah, that guy. He is joining forces with Hyundai Motor Company. In a bid to give hydrogen fuel cell vehicles the boost they need to become more mainstream. Oh yeah, that sounds good. How are you doing that?
I'm going to make my own car.
No, Sir Jim, don't do that. No, just build the hydrogen infra- let the car manufacture.
No, I'm going to build my own SUV.
Jim, Sir Jim, whatever, just... Really, just anyway, it turns out he's up for getting into the hydrogen. So you know what? If all these little scaredy cat billionaire babies, if whatever it takes, you know, if we can just get them off the oil teat and onto the hydrogen teat, if the billionaire babies can get with the program, then maybe we're just about in with a fighting chance for the world. Hello, billionaire babies.
Hello.
Now then, what's the most important thing?
Money. No.
Not right now. Right now, it's making sure the planet remains viable for human life. Now, can any of my billionaire babies tell me what viable means?
When a man said this business isn't viable, and then you put the money in it, and then put it in viable, yeah, and pay him right, money yeah. back out yeah, again.
Yes. So it means it's workable, doesn't it? We need to make sure the planet works, or all that money we've got won't help us, will it?
Yes, but I'm making rockets to Mars, and I can live in Mars, and I can have a castle on Mars.
Okay, little Ellen, but it might be better to keep things going here, because you could make more
paint
money.
Money.
It's your favourite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now then, what's a good source of money?
Oil.
But it's a naughty fuel, isn't it? Does anyone here know a good fuel?
Who wants to come to Party Island? You're allowed cigars and it's not creepy.
All right, Richard Branson. A good fuel. What about hydrogen?
Listen,
billionaire babies. There's nothing to be scared of. It's a commodifiable fuel. You can sell it to people. Like you can with oil. Yes. Yes. Sir Jim Ratcliffe, Britain's richest billionaire baby.
I make hydrogen as a byproduct.
as a byproduct.
Well, I'm making chlorine in my big
So you're saying you make a perfect fuel that only creates water vapor when it's burned as a byproduct of something else you can sell.
So if we do the hamburger, can I still have all the money?
Yes. I want to have billionaire babies. Yeah. Nothing at all will change. You'll still have all the money.
Can I still go to Monaco, even if I push for Brexit?
Yes, Sir Jim.
Okay. And can I have a Millennium Falcon?
My billionaire babies, move into hydrogen and you can have whatever your poisonous little hearts desire. Some other newsy bits. Interesting to see that the case has been lodged against effectively the chumocracy, the hiring of cronies into key government positions. It's been lodged by celebrated Fox Brainer and otherwise good guy Jolyon Maugham QC about the appointments of Dido Harding et al. Be fun to see how that one plays out. Also, in justice news, former President Sarkozy in France is going on trial. That's pretty exciting. It's known as the wiretapping case because there were phone calls between Mr. Sarkozy and a guy called Thierry Herzog, who was then his lawyer. Sarkozy used an alias. Paul Bismuth. Which seems like a bad idea, because if you're going to have an alias, make it a name you can pronounce. Paul Bismuth. I am Bismuth man. It just doesn't seem like a good idea. Hey, fashion news for you, because you know I'm very up on that kind of thing. Are you a Yindi? Of course you are. Young, ironic, nostalgic dresser. Taking some of those old 80s vibes, 90s vibes even, and wearing it ironically. I wear it ironically. I'm Nindy, I guess. I was a non-ironic, a nostalgic dresser. Still like a nice Marks & Spencer's jean. Nothing wrong with that. We should finish talking about the Great Brinsley Bake Off, though, because there's a runoff for third place. We had our winner yesterday. That was Hannah with her amazing unicorn poo cake. Brown on the top, a rainbow inside. Amazing. And the runner-up was Jane, who's ambitious but ultimately futile spiced cake featuring all of her date-expired herbs and spices tipped into a standard cake mix, but iced with an amazing photorealistic logo from the podcast was the runner-up. But we don't have a third place. There were votes. We all voted on the day, and there were like several runners-up. So I'm going to put their pictures on Twitter. It's at Not Today Pod on Twitter, and I'll put up a poll, and you can vote, and we'll see who wins that coveted third apron, which I totally knew existed, and I knew exactly what I was doing. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Have a look at all of that. Malcolm's emailed. It's not today at swanburst.com, and the door's always open. Hi, Jake. I'm a veggie, and I haven't gone over to veganism, but listening to Gretchen's conversion reminded me of what could have been a massive turning point for example me. It was when Paul Simon saw a dish being served in a local restaurant which contained roast chicken and a fried egg. That was his inspiration for his hit Mother and Child Reunion. Blech. See you soon. Malk, is that true? That's rank, isn't it? Brilliant. Love it. Look, I'm out of time. I'm going to go. All right. Is that all right? Is it okay with you if I'm just going to go. Here we are. The week has begun. And it's all going to be okay, kids. I'm here to tell you. Stay safe, wash your hands, etc. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.